Stanton Elementary School is about 30 miles east of Red Bluff and about 2,000 feet up into the foothills. Last week, classes were dismissed for the last time. Reporter Adia White was there on the school's last day and tells us what's going to happen to its students and what closures like this mean for small rural schools across the North State.
When you drive through Manton, you'll pass a grocery store, a diner, a fire station, and a bar. The elementary school sits on a slope overlooking the town. There's a baseball field and a garden and a playground with enough trees to play a thrilling game of hide-and-go-seek. This is how recess at Manton Elementary would usually sound. But next year, recess time will sound more like this. Antelope Elementary School District is closing the school for good next year. It's a big blow to the community. It's the only school in town, and local families have been sending their kids here for generations.
My husband went to school here. His mother went to school here. Her class planted all those poplar trees on the other side.
That's Helen. Her son is now in first grade at Manton Elementary. Helen asked us not to use her real name because Manton is a small town. There are less than 400 people here. And losing her child's school, the one his grandparents went to, it's very emotional. On the very last day of school, parents and staff threw a party for the students. There was a water slide, squirt guns, and hamburgers. The day seemed celebratory, though emotions ran high just under the surface. Judy Ramos's youngest son just graduated kindergarten here as one of the school's last students. I asked her what she will miss most about Manton Elementary.
So much of the one-on-one that they get here and have gotten here. My oldest son started here at kindergarten, went through eighth grade, and he's actually had Miss Mancino the whole time.
But even Ramos saw that saving the school didn't seem financially possible. She was a part of the Small School Sustainability Committee that helped Antelope Elementary School District try to come up with another option. District Superintendent Richard Hassey said that the bottom line came down to declining enrollment. At its peak, Manton had around 100 students at the K-8 school. But due to a declining number of incoming students, the district predicted that the school population would cut in half over the next 4 years. They closed down the middle school, and soon after, the number of students went down to 13. The amount of funding the school receives from the state depends on how many students go there. With fewer students, there was less money to operate the school.
Because schools are, unfortunately, a business as well. We provide education, but we obviously have to balance the books, and declining enrollment is something that makes it very difficult for small sites to survive.
It's a problem we've seen in rural communities across the nation. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, the number of rural public schools in California dropped by nearly 400 between 2008 and 2014. Antelope School District closed another school about 30 miles east of Manton in Mineral in 2014. They're also considering the possibility of closing a school about 15 miles west of Manton in Paynes Creek. Ramos is worried about what will happen to her town due to the closure.
There's not the possibility of maybe new families moving in because there's not a school here. So not having a school here affects everybody, even if they don't have children or not.
Her fears are supported by numerous studies. According to a report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, schools predict the vitality of the community. They influence where families decide to live and the property values of homes nearby. This is one of the many reasons she and several other parents I spoke with are pinning their hopes on starting a charter school. Parents and community members have already formed the Manton Education Council to raise money for one that could lease the current public school campus. If all goes well, they could have a school again by 2019. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Addie White.